This episode is sponsored by our friends at Fujifilm North America. Their X-Series digital cameras and lenses may just give you that creative edge you're looking for in your portraits and events. You'll find everything from 40 megapixel image quality to 40 frames per second burst, plus unique in-camera film simulation modes and effortless usability. Click the link in the episode description to find the full range. There has never been a better time to invest in your passion, so make sure to click the link. Hey there, it's Nikki Klosser, and I want to let you know about an awesome free giveaway for people on our email list. If you haven't already, click the link in our podcast description or go to theportraitsystem.com/signup to get on the list. If you sign up, you'll get a free posing 101 PDF to jumpstart things. It's an epic PDF, so you'll definitely want to get this. Also, just by being in our email community, you'll get deals, sales, and information about any of our upcoming events and activities. So head over to theportraitsystem.com/signup and sign up today. You're listening to the Portrait System Podcast.
I think that we have to ask help for these important things. And I asked someone to help me with the CEO. And the things he did, it was teaching me what to do in my everyday posts, in my everyday uploads of images and things.
This is the Portrait System Podcast, a show that helps portrait photographers and people hoping to become one navigate the world of photography, business, money, and so much more. We totally keep it real. We share stories about the incredible ups and the very difficult downs when running a photography business. I'm your host, Nikki Klosser, and the point of this podcast is for you to learn actionable steps that you can take to grow your own business and also to feel inspired and empowered by the stories you hear. This week, my guest is Melina Perdriel, and she is a photographer in Paris. She worked so hard to become a great photographer with beautiful work, but she realized she had no idea how to actually run a business, which I know a lot of people can relate to as artists. Fast forward, and she now has a successful portrait business in Paris with a heavy focus on corporate photos, and she is amazing at it. During our chat, Melina talks about just how her main source of clients is both from referrals and also from internet searches, and she has spent quite a bit of time on her SEO to make that happen. It's always great to interview people from around the world, and I'm so happy to introduce you to Melina and her wisdom. Okay, let's get started. Hi, Melina. How are you?
Hi, Nikki. Thank you. I'm really, really fine. Here is the end of the day, so I'm fine. Thank you.
Good, good. Where are you now? Because I know you're Bulgarian, right? But you live in France, or you used to live in France.
Yes, I am Bulgarian, but I live in France since 22 years now.
Okay.
I live in Paris.
Awesome. Very cool. For some reason, I thought you had moved away from Paris and then came back.
I came in France in 97. And then I was back in Bulgaria for 2 years in 2000 to 2002. But I live in France. Yeah.
Okay. So that was a while ago. I don't know why I was thinking that. Okay. Cool. Okay. So before we get into your story and just talk about your whole journey as a photographer, can you just tell our listeners what you mostly focus on now with your photography business?
Yeah, so I am a portrait photographer. I almost do only portraits, and I'm specialized on corporate portraits, like you say, personal branding. But I call them portrait corporate because it's larger than the branding portraits.
Okay.
And I also do personal portraits for one solo person, for families, and some couples, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So when you say larger, do you mean like more people or just, you know, explain that just a little bit. And I'm always humbled when I only speak one language. And anytime I have a guest on that speaks multiple language, I think it's so amazing. So, I just want to make sure that everyone understands, you know, exactly what it is that you do.
Yes. Thank you. Because I'm a little bit afraid of my right English, but I try to speak slow, so I have to think before.
Yeah, but I don't want you to worry at all. Like,
thank you.
I mean, I think it's just absolutely incredible that when people speak more than one language. So I just want to make sure that, you know, we're getting exactly what you mean.
I think I love speaking, so I can speak every language I can learn.
So awesome. I love it. Okay, so when you say larger, are you saying like larger groups of people?
I mean larger because when I say branding portraits, I mean one person, one entrepreneur, solo entrepreneur, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. why I have this type of clients. They are my favorites. But I also have corporate clients, larger groups, and okay. small companies who I try to work the same way, looking for personality, looking for building some image who is particular for every mm-hmm. company. But it's not the same demand, you know, it's not the same. They are not looking for the same thing. That's why I said larger.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. Okay, so most of your work then is photographing a corporate company who needs photos for their employees type thing, mixed in with some personal branding for like one entrepreneur. Would you say that kind of sums it up?
I think that it's 50-50, yeah. 50-50, okay. Because I have individual clients a lot, and corporate portraits are maybe less in sessions, but more in persons, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So take us back a little bit and tell us how long you have been doing photography and, you know, just how you got started.
Yeah. I started, it was my ex-husband's idea. Because when I came in France in 97, I was 22 years old. I came here for my studies. I was studying something like contemporary art business project manager, something like that. And I was looking for working in contemporary art. So I studied this. And when I finished my university 2 years, I was looking for a job, but I didn't find something in the art industry. And actually, it was not a good experience for me when I was studying. So it was not, I was okay not to find this job. And I find a job in a photographic agency, something like, you know, Corbis and Getty Images.
It
was
yeah,
a
like
small
stock.
Company in France. Yes, stock company. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. At this time, it was in 2000. At this time, everything was not digital, but how do you say it?
Film.
Film, yes, exactly.
Film, yeah.
Everything was film. So I was supposed to work with films and make some cleaning process. And I was the last step of this company, you know. And I started to look at the images and I started to find this industry interesting. So it was my first working experience. And then I just evolved in this company. I started to do, I cannot say it in English, but I will try just to explain that I did different jobs in this industry, in stock mm-hmm. industry, without being a photographer. And I was not dreaming about photography. And my ex-husband was in the same industry like me, and he was not happy with his job. And he was trying to find great ideas about how to make his life wonderful, you know, like everyone at 32. And one day he came home and he said, I know what we will do. We will go back to Bulgaria and we will do stock photography. And I say, oh, wow, maybe that will be a good idea if you go first to Bulgaria to see how it works. What mm-hmm. is it? Because it was our first trip in Bulgaria. And then I said, so we were in Bulgaria. He said, okay, I like it. Let's go there. And then I said, okay, maybe that will be a good idea. We buy a camera. And then maybe I have to learn how to use a camera. And he said, okay. So that was my starting. I was, we left for Bulgaria. We bought a camera. It was the first digital cameras. I just chose a Nikon. I don't know why. I think that the guy in the store told me, okay, take this one. I said, okay, mm-hmm, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then I learned photography in Bulgaria with a personal professor, teacher. I take personal lessons. And just we started to do stock photography. So we did that for 1 year. And then the market was crash. That was the end of the stock photography in general. Mm-hmm. That was the crisis. So I knew how to make pictures, but I didn't knew what it means to be a photographer.
Right, right. It's different being able to do that, yeah. And running your own business is definitely different than just knowing how to take photos that you're doing for another company.
I didn't even knew that I have to run a business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was an idea that I didn't have this idea. It was out of me. I just wanted to make pictures. Someone, mm-hmm. I wanted someone to tell me, go there, make these pictures and bring it to me. That was my idea of photography. So, yeah. Then I was back to stock photography to agencies. And I was working as a vendor, seller. I was in sales. And I was selling other photographers' pictures for advertising in the magazines and this kind of stuff. So I know a lot of things about using pictures. And then I was a little bit, how to say, maybe not bored, but I saw so many pictures of professional photographers. And I was so frustrated not to do my pictures that I think I was starting to wish make pictures and imagine what kind of pictures I can do. And then I just tried to do portraits of actors because they need it. You know, it was the only idea I had in my head that I can find people who need pictures, portraits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I started to with two or three friends I had to make these portraits and to understand what they need exactly.
Yeah.
And I tried to sell that, but it was I had no one call. No one. It was crash. I was really, really sad. And I said, you have to find another job. So I find a part-time job and tried again to make pictures. But again, it was in 2000, maybe 10. And I didn't have an idea what it means to be a photographer. And I didn't have idea what kind of pictures I want to do. I knew that I want to photograph people because photographing people helps me to be curious and to make connection with different people and to smile them and to talk to them and to be more open. And I am a very curious person. And that was great. But someone have to pay me. Mm-hmm. But why?
Yeah. So at this point, you are, what, 6 or 7 years in with a camera,
mm-hmm.
and still not sure how to run a business. At what point did you start to think like, okay, I need to start learning about business or charging what I need to in order to sustain?
It took me time because in 2010, I divorced and I was losing my job.
Mm-hmm.
I had my last job was a photo editor for the same company I was working before. So I was the person who selected pictures and who was looking for new photographers. So okay. I was a little bit more aware about making pictures and making good pictures and making sellable pictures.
Mm-hmm. Which is great experience.
Oh, yeah. That was the best experience in my life. I mean, professional in other companies.
Mm-hmm.
because this one I have now is better, of course. When this job was finished, I was so mad about the company because they finished my job but I was good, you know? They just finished because this what there here was the crisis, economical crisis, and they don't want to pay someone to do this job. And I was mad because I wanted to do a good job. And I think that I was divorced. I lost my job. I felt myself in a good vibrations. And I said to me, okay, if the economy don't want me, I will do my own economy so I don't have to blame someone else to the crash if there is another crash. And I met a German photographer who was working for this company. It was maybe the last week in my job. And I tell him everything. And he just said this only phrase. He said, oh, maybe it's just your moment. And I think that this moment was the beginning of my journey to be a photographer, a real one. And I even don't remember the name of this guy, but I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, sometimes it just takes that one one person, that one moment when you're ready to hear it and decide it. So, okay, so at that point, you're ready and someone inspires you and you're like, okay, I can do this. Then what do you do?
Then I go, I joined associations, it's an association of working entrepreneurs, women, working women entrepreneurs. And in this association, I wanted to learn how to be an entrepreneur. And I started to say, I was a photographer, but now I want to start a company. And the director of this association told me, okay, what will you do in this company? And I said, I want to be a photographer. Oh, she said, okay, sorry, you was a photographer? I said, yes. And you want to be a photographer? And I said, yes. And she said, I don't understand. Okay, I will explain. And I was explaining this maybe half an hour. And in the end of the half an hour, I was mad. And I said, what do you understand? You don't understand. And she told me, you are photographer since year. What do you want now? And that was the other aha moment. And I said, okay, for sure I'm photographer. I have to train myself to say it. That was funny. And then I was contacting a friend of mine who was, he's a salesperson. And I asked him to teach me how to make my prices. And that was a great decision for me because he helped me to build my prices. And I was so confident in his abilities that I said, okay, that are my prices. And I start to sell. And it works a little. It works for me at this moment. But I learned how to make a price. And that's very, very useful.
So at that point, were you charging the same prices that you charge now?
No. Because I thought that I need maybe 12,000 euros per year. I thought I'd need that. So my prices were for this. I think that my first offer for corporate portraits was 60 euros.
Okay, so really low.
I remember that I changed this, yes. I changed this for 90 very quickly, but it was almost the same offer. I always offer 5 portraits. So I started for 60, then I was 90, then I was 120, then I was 180, and then for maybe 3 years, I changed it like this. And now I am at, for 5 pictures, I am 540.
Oh, great. Euros. Okay, so you've gone up quite a bit.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about during that time when you started getting your prices up, even though, you know, mm-hmm. it wasn't where you are now, but you started, did you have a studio at that time? How were you getting clients in Paris? Like, talk to us a little bit about that.
When I learned photography, I learned the studio. So I love the studio because it's cozy, because I have the sun I want to have. I don't have rain and clouds and everything. So I love the studio, and I love to be in front of the people, close to the people. So I knew that I have to have a studio. In the very first year, 2011, I had so many clients that I was working at my home. I worked from home, and then I started to look looking for other spaces. And I found a beautiful space near my house, my apartment. I live in Montmartre, so it was in Montmartre. That's the great area for everyone, because it's beautiful, because it's something like romantic, and it's very Parisian. So people like to come here. And I find a great place. And so for 3 years, I was working for this shared space, and I was renting one day per week. That's how I started. So I tried to have every sessions in the same day for a week. But that was not full every day, every sessions.
Yeah. So, oh, wow. Okay. So how many shoots were you doing in one day?
When it was a good day for me, I did three.
Yeah. Okay. That's a lot in one day.
Yeah.
But you know, that's kind of a good strategy though, especially for people listening who are just starting out, who maybe can't afford yet to have their own studio full time. If you can just rent a studio for a day and back to back do shoots, it's a long day, but.
Oh yes. That's a great, great solution for someone who don't have the belief or the money for renting their own space, because you have to shoot. I was certain that I have to shoot, and I have to be, you know, I have to be responsible about rent costs, mm-hmm. because that was teaching me to be an entrepreneur. When you are an entrepreneur, you have charges. You need to have it for being serious, to be engaged in this business. I felt myself in business when I knew that I have to pay this rental cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great to have a studio. And when someone calls you, you can say, yes, I'm available next week on Monday, Tuesday, Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So then how are you finding your clients? And even today, where do most of your clients come from?
Most of my clients now come from Google and recommendations. I am now 9 years in business, and I have very, very good referrals. So yeah, basically it's Google and clients.
Okay, okay.
I have a great website for this. I talk too much in my website. So it works, because people understand what I mean, people understand who I am, and people understand why my images, my portraits are as they are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, I love this. I love that you said that, because something we often talk about is if someone goes to your website and they can't tell within just a couple seconds what it is that you do, what they're going to get from you, I mean, they're just going to leave. So the fact that you have everything really spelled out, both visually with text, and you show the service that they're going to get from you, that for people listening, this is so important. It's so important to really showcase what you are going to do for the client as quickly and as beautifully as you can on your website. And I love that you talked about this.
Oh yeah, I agree 100%. I am the only thing I miss in my website is a video. And I still don't have the click for hiring someone to make beautiful videos for me. But I know I have to do it, because it's very, very useful too.
Yeah, I'm not so great at video either. I just don't do it a lot. So I totally understand. But this is great. What about SEO? Do you do any sort of SEO?
Oh, yes. I started when I built my website, I asked help. I think that we have to ask help for this important things. And I asked someone to help me with the SEO. And the things he did, it was teaching me what to do in my everyday posts, in my everyday uploads of images and things. So that's why I do my files names, you know, that's very important. And I know that every time I upload a picture in my website, I have to do some special things. In the other way, I know that when I build a new page in my website, I know how to use the titles. I know where to put the keywords. Mm-hmm. So I use SEO and I don't make Google Ads.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like this is something that could truly help to get people to your website more. Is this something that you've spent a lot of time learning, or, you know, how did you go about learning what to do and how to put these specific words in a specific place and all of that so that Google sees it?
In the beginning, it was not hard because I was curious. And I was also curious because I wanted, first I was attracted by working on the look of my website. And then I heard someone talking about the SEO. And I said, okay, I don't know what is it. I am not technical at all. I am not technical. But when something interests me, I am able to go inside. And this person I heard in the beginning, he explained this so easily. And he was so nice with me and with my ignorance that I learned. Actually, it was easy for me. I don't know why. It was not an effort. And now I do it easily because it's not an effort. I just know how to do it. Sometimes I'm lazy and I don't do it. But sometimes I take my time and I go to my ancient posts and pictures and I do it lately. But I'm sure it helps. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, that makes sense. But I feel like when it does come to SEO, it's got to be something that you do consistently in order to really make it work. Have you found that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. For sure. You know, last year in the first, when we first was close at homes, I was I changed my website. I changed the theme. I'm on WordPress. And I don't know what, but something get wrong. And it took me a month to see that my website is not working. I mean, it's not working. It works, but it's not on Google. And now, 1 year later, I am still working to go on the same level that it was before. I don't know what it is, but it's hard. You have to do it constantly, constantly. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, it's true. It is something that has to be consistent. And it's like, I basically hardly ever use SEO. I really rely heavily on referrals, which I know you do as well. But if you're someone out there who doesn't have a strong referral base yet, again, it goes back to having, because if someone does Google you and finds you based on your SEO, if that's great, but once they get to your website, it has to be right there for them or they're just going to click away. So make sure your website is super strong if you're going to rely on SEO. But okay, so let's move forward. So tell me now, how do you structure your business with your corporate portraits? How does that work? Like, okay, let me be more specific. Do you have packages? Do you do a la carte? Do they come to you? Are you photographing big groups? That was a lot of questions, but...
Yeah, okay. Well, I see what you mean. So I have three packages in my website. So people who comes to my website, they can see the prices and the offer. So these packages are available for individual entrepreneurs or individual people. So the first package, the lowest package, is for two pictures, 20 minutes, two pictures, one background, and they choose straight after the session, and I send the pictures the day after. The second package is the one I sell the most, is for five pictures. I have 45 minutes to 1 hour. We can change the backgrounds, we can change the clothes, we can change the light. Everything we can do in 45 minutes, we can do it. So after that, after the session, I send the gallery so they can choose five portraits. Of course, they can choose more, but in the offer is five portraits. And the last one is for 1 hour and a half. We can also go outside. We can go outside. We can go in the studio. We can change every outfit we want. We can change every background and light setup we want. And then the people choose 10 portraits. And in the end, when they choose their portraits, they can choose a design for a banner.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I design a banner especially for them. Because in France, no one does it. So if someone do it, it's not mainstream, you know? So every entrepreneur who see that and who has the budget for that, he said, oh, that's a so great idea. And it's really fun for me to do. I am not a designer, so I use Canva.
Oh, nice.
But I like to do this kind of design.
Explain what you mean by banner. Is this like a cover, you know, Facebook?
Yes,
cover,
yes, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yep, yep.
Yeah, that's a cover for Facebook, for LinkedIn, for YouTube, for Twitter. I don't know what else, you know. They have to tell me for which platform they want this cover. So I know the specific dimensions. And I know, for example, for LinkedIn, the portrait pictures is in the left. And for Facebook, now is in the middle, you know. So I have to know which platform they want to use. And I can do the banner specific for this platform.
Okay. Yeah, this is great. And again, I know I keep saying this, but it goes back to service and providing what your clients want. And it sounds like this is a unique offering in Paris. And if you can find a unique offering, you know, wherever you live, or just make sure that what you're offering really is amazing, it's really going to draw people to you. So that's great. Now, is it an extra charge to do this banner, or you said it was in your top package, but what comes in that package?
It's only in the top package. No one asked me without this package. Actually, it was for me something like a maybe trick for having a biggest package. And I wanted in this package, there are 10 pictures, 10 portraits and two banners. And the last time I had a client who chose this package, she told me that she don't want these covers. What can I do? And I said, okay, you can have two more portraits.
Okay.
And it's fine for me.
Yep.
It's almost less work for me to make two more portraits and instead of two banners. So it's okay.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I would do the same. That's great. Mm. Very cool. Okay, this is awesome. And your portrait work really is very, very beautiful. I mean, I feel like you've really nailed down lighting. And tell me a little bit, you use strobes, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you shoot with and how you create your portraits.
Oh, that's a tricky question for my English. So I shoot with one or maximum two strobes.
Okay.
I am not very technical again. So I try and I feel like my lights can move every second. Mm-hmm. Now, right now, I use almost every time the signature lights of Felix. In the lighting series, you if you don't know it, you have to look at them. And the signature light of Felix, I have a small studio space, So I have a I have a one light back on me in the wall, and the other light in the 45 degrees with a grid for the subject. It is clear what I say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Okay. You're doing great.
I was not sure. So that's my basic light. Sometimes I also learn to use this backlight in the studio as Sue teaches us. Same in the studio. I put my lights behind the V-flat and on the top of...
Yeah, like coming over the top so that there's like just barely coming over the top. I think Sue calls it, there's the contrast backlight video on the SBE website where it's such beautiful lighting if you can get it right.
Yes.
I love it.
Very beautiful, Yes, because I don't have a window in my studio. So I only have strobes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very cool. And you also wrote a book, right? About, you know, how you create your corporate portraits.
Oh, yes. I am very proud and a little bit shy. But yeah, I wrote a book. it's amazing. I am the editor created a new collection who calls My Photo Session. And they wanted to be very practical, very personal about one photographer and one specific session. So I'm known in France as a portrait photo, corporate photographer. So they asked me to do this. And the biggest part of the book is I have four models, two women and two men. And I show everything about the session, who they are, what question I ask them, how do we compose together the brief and the decisions, the choosing clothes, choosing the backgrounds, how do I decide the posing, who is different for a director or for a creative, if I use some accessories. Yeah, and it's
That's
very,
awesome.
Very practical.
Yeah. I mean, you've come a long way. It sounds like you are actually a photographer now. like with that lady you were telling her, no, I want to be a photographer. It sounds like you've made it.
Yes, I think I did. I made a book. I have a book.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And I have another question. How often are you shooting? Like how many clients would you say you have per month?
I have an average maybe two corporate sessions in a week and one personal session in a week. Sometimes I have one corporate client in the week. So sometimes I can shoot 50 people in the week, you know. Mm-hmm. But the average is this. I have two portrait session, corporate portrait session in the week and one personal.
That's, the corporate ones... That high volume of people, man, I'm finishing up photographing 300 people. It's a corporate shoot. And oh my gosh, I am like, it's been over, it was 4 days and then I have a makeup day. Oh man, it like the work itself, the shooting, I felt like was pretty easy, but it's just the aftermath, the organizing of the files and the editing. And I have a retoucher, but I still do my own edits. And wow, so it's a lot.
it's a very interesting job. I find it interesting because we meet so many different people and it's very, you can learn so many things in one day with 30, 40 people. It's amazing, but it's exhausting.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I just found my new dentist this way. There was one girl, I really loved her, and the insurance agency who hired me to take the photos of these dentists said, oh, where are you? And she said, I'm in Chelsea, Michigan. I was like, I live in Chelsea and I need a new dentist. And I was so happy because I loved her personality. So now I have a new dentist. So you never know what you can get out of booking these big jobs.
We have an amazing job because we can meet so much different people. And that I find this amazing. I found the jobs. And I was, what? Mm-hmm. You do this and it exists and someone needs you? That's great. That's amazing. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I appreciate you sharing everything with us. This is cool. And I love that you're in Paris. And, you know, we've had some people say like, oh, I can't do this in Paris. I can't do this in Paris. And you can, because you are.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool.
I think it's different. I have to agree that it's very different because people are different and the needs, people know their needs are different. Maybe it's something like they are not conscious, they need this. Because I was looking for your branding series system, sorry, and your system, the way people in the United States communicate with their portraits, is not existing in France. That's for sure. Because, for example, your client, I forget the name, Stacy. She's real estate.
Kinsley. Mm-hmm. Yes. Kinsley. Yep.
She's a real estate. Manager?
Yep, she's a real estate agent. Yep.
Agent, yeah. Sorry. And okay. And she can use this photo his portraits, her portraits for a big affiche in the town or out of the town. In France, nobody does that.
Oh, on a billboard? I will say though, yeah. Most of my clients do not use a billboard. That's not normal. I mean, I guess some do, but that's not really a super normal thing. So I have to disagree with you. Even though you're in Paris, a lot of it is the same. And if it's not, why not? You know, not necessarily the billboard part, but just because it might not exist yet in Paris, maybe you could make it exist, just like you've done with the Facebook banners and the, you know, Twitter banners and that sort of thing.
I'll be happy to do this. I'm trying to do this. Actually, I'm trying to explain every client that they need more than two portraits, mm-hmm. more than mm-hmm. five portraits, because they have so many little personalities inside of them, and they meet so many different people, like clients or partners. They need to say different things. So I explain every time, what is the different use or specific use of this portrait, this portrait, this portrait? And sometimes when I have entrepreneur clients, solo entrepreneurs, I said, okay, you have your website. Great. You have a Facebook page. Great. You have a LinkedIn page. Great. You write a blog. You may be invited and write an article in another blog. There are different people who will listen to you, see you. So you have to have different messages. And every time people look at you, you speak to them. And I know, because I know you, and I know that you have different things and interesting things to say. So just say it, use it, spread the love and the good things in the world.
Well, not only that, like I always say to people too, when you have more than five photos or more than one or two, you don't have to stress the rest of the year what you're going to use anytime you want to make a post or anytime someone needs a new headshot from you, or, you know, you just want to draw attraction to your page, you swap out your profile photo. I mean, there's so many reasons to use, you know, to need more than just a couple photos. So yeah,
can you share with me, Nikki, please, when you say that to your clients, are they telling you, oh no, I will not post so many portraits of myself. I am not selfish enough.
I don't get that anymore, honestly. You know, Milena, I used to on occasion, but I just don't anymore. And especially with personal branding, I think entrepreneurs, because I do so much personal branding, I think they understand why they need the photos. They know that they've got to post on social media. They know they need LinkedIn. They know if they're writing blogs, they have to have content for it. But I also am very specific about communicating this through my own, like on my Instagram and on my website, about why they need these photos. So if someone has been following me for a long time, you know, and waited mm-hmm. a while to actually book me for a shoot, if they're reading what I'm posting, they're getting these messages from me about why they do need these photos. So I think I've kind of nipped it in the bud through my marketing that I just don't get that question as much anymore.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Or that response as much anymore.
Yeah. I am still explaining all the needs they have. Yes, for sure. I think that I have to write another blog post about this.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because eventually I think it'll stop. I mean, on occasion, of course, like someone will say it, but it's just not as often at all anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Normal. Okay. Yeah. Great.
But yeah, anyway, yeah. Thank you again just for sharing everything. And I'm really excited for you. And especially if you are the corporate branding photographer that people want to book in Paris, I mean, you're in a great place. It's really cool. I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm proud of my road.
Good. I'm glad you should be. Okay. Well, I do have a couple more questions for you that I always ask at the end of each episode. And the first one is, what can't you live without when you're doing a photo shoot?
Oh, yeah. Every time I listen to the podcast, I am asking myself this question, and I always have the first answer in my head is the apple boxes. I love the apple boxes because I'm not so tall. I'm not small, but I'm not so tall. And I have a lot of clients who are taller than me. So I really need it. And it works amazing, and it works for everything. So yeah, my apple boxes are my treasure.
I love my apple boxes too. I have the half one. That is what I always stand on when people are a lot taller than me.
I have every sizes of them.
Awesome. Okay, number two is, how do you spend your time when you're not working?
I can share something curious about me. I am a meditator. I am also a yoga practicer, but at home. And I wanted to practice again the sport I was practicing when I was young. And it's a shooting. I shoot with a rifle in the precision. It's a precision shooting. It's not, I'm not shooting things that are moving, but it's a precising things. And
that's
cool. I love this. It brings me so much peace. And I love this. And
yeah, that's awesome. Very cool.
I'm pretty good for someone who is not professional in this.
Yeah, very cool. All right. And number three is, what is your favorite inspirational quote?
I thought about that too. And I can say that it's a translation, so I don't know if it's really, really sounds so good in English. But the thing is that believe that you can and you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that is the quote I really love, because one day I have two daughters. They are now 20 and 15. And one day the little one, maybe she has something like 8 years. And she told me that. And I said, whoa, how do you know that? This quote, how do you know this? And she looked at me and she said, you always say that, mom. And I was, oh my gosh, that's from me.
That's awesome. She said, oh, yeah. That's so sweet. Isn't that great when you're actually, what you're teaching, actually they're learning?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I learn from myself and I learn my daughters. But yeah, I really believe this thing. I have to believe things. That's why I was I was photographer who wanted to be an entrepreneur photographer. Yeah, now I think I believe it.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome. Okay, number four is, what would you tell people who are just starting out?
Oh, you have to believe it. You have to really, really want it, because it's hard. And it can be hard at so many levels, and it's so many points, and it's so many moments that you really, really have to want to do to be a solo entrepreneur. I don't believe that being photographer is different from being designer or something else creative, you know. You just have to want it, and you have to believe yourself that you want it. It's not a caprice. It's mm-hmm. not just a wish for a young rich people, you know. It's just the core of our soul and heart and everything. It have to be inside of you.
Agreed.
It's really believe it and find people to help you.
Yes, that's great advice. I love it. All right, awesome. Well, thank you again. I really appreciate you taking the time out. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for you.
Thank you very much, Nikki. It was a pleasure to talk, to speak with you and speak with someone who understands everything about portrait photographer, corporate photography, because sometimes people think it's boring.
Yeah, and yeah.
We both know it's not.
Right, exactly. Awesome. Well, thank you again, and you take care, okay?
Yes, thank you, Nikki. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Portrait System podcast. Your 5-star reviews really help us to continue what we do. So if you like listening, would you mind giving us a review wherever you listen? I also encourage you to head over to SueBriceEducation.com, where you can find all of the education you need to be a successful photographer. There are over 1,000 on-demand educational videos on things like posing, lighting, styling, retouching, shooting, marketing, sales, business, and self-value. There's also the 90-day startup challenge, plus so many downloads showing hundreds of different poses. We have to-do checklists for your business, lighting PDFs, I mean, truly everything to help make you a better photographer and to make you more money. Once again, that's SueBriceEducation.com.
It's time for me to tell you about this episode's sponsor, Fujifilm North America. If you haven't experienced portraits and wedding scenes created on the large format GFX system digital camera sensor, you are missing out. Along with up to 102 megapixel resolution, you'll find rich colors and gorgeous in-camera looks. There's also AI-driven subject detection and 8 frames per second bursts inside the compact GFX 100 digital camera. Hit the link in this episode's description to view the products. It's time to dream big in your creative process.